producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
If you're Ron Rivera, if I'm Ron Rivera, I'm balancing those three factors, which is what we're doing now is clearly working. Do I need to maintain that? Number 2, how much do I or how much does my owner value 16-0? And number 3, we all saw in Cincinnati with Andy Dalton what can happen in the flash of one play, and any player can go down on any play. So to answer your question, if I'm the owner, I am balancing those three factors, and the third factor, maintaining the health of my team going into the playoffs, is the factor I weigh the most heavily. Would 16-0 be sensational? Absolutely. Would losing Cam Newton on any given play and then not advancing to the Super Bowl, which I believe we can if I'm that owner, factor in? You bet. That's my number one factor.
There's sports analyst Amy Trask commenting on the perfect season the Carolina Panthers have had so far anyway, and what they might be considering as they look ahead to the playoffs and to the Super Bowl, which is closer than you think, boys and girls. It's pretty much the end of the season. NFL action is the highlight on the sports talk radio programs around the country, and that'll usually come in as number 10 on our countdown, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. News talk radio and sport talk radio, that sort of thing. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in with a very happy and pleasant wish for you and your family if you're celebrating Christmas. Merry Christmas. This is the countdown show for items on the radio for this past week, the week ending Friday, the 25th of December. So we're reviewing the top 10 hits, the top 10 talk topics, if you will, research done by the folks on my staff and also at Talkers Magazine, which is the premier publication for the talk radio industry in our country. We've been monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country, as usual this week, to come up with our list of the top 10. So, as we normally start in this hour, this is the first hour of the countdown from number 10 to number 1, sports talk radio in that number 10 position. So, let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Number 9 item this week on the countdown is a focus on what happened at the Miss Universe contest. And this is something that I suppose we could call it a snafu, if you will. The conversation that has happened as a result of it is sort of highlighted by talk host Joel Riley. Here with pop culture expert Bob Thompson, they discuss what happened at the Miss Universe pageant and the fact that it was simply a mistake. And or maybe some people think it might have been a publicity stunt. What do you think? Let's listen to this.
Do you think this was a publicity stunt?
I don't think so. If you were going to do this on purpose, you would have coordinated to have some actual outcomes. Here it happens at the very end of the broadcast, so it doesn't help bring viewers to it. Just like people said that the Janet Jackson thing happened at the Super Bowl to get higher ratings. For one thing, it's the one day of the year you don't need higher ratings. Everybody's already watching. And number two, if you do something that you weren't able to promote or advertise, what's the point? So I'm not sure that any of the publicity they're getting for this has been of much value. So it's a really long answer to say no, I don't think it was.
No, I agree with you. I look at it and you can see Steve Harvey's like literally shaky. You can tell he's like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And he's like bracing for impact and opens up Twitter on his phone, you know?
Yeah, that has to be, I mean, you know, we have nightmares like that, and it was actually happening. And the fact that they then actually have to take the crown, I mean, the whole thing is also goofy anyway. But they have to take the crown off the head of one and place it onto the head of the other.
Should not have been on stage.
It doesn't get any better than that. And then, if that wasn't bad enough for poor Steve Harvey, then he gets on Twitter to apologize, and he misspells the countries of both of the women involved in the mishap.
Poor guy.
Both Colombia and Philippines.
Somebody's going to need a hug here. I mean, do you think there's anything more he can do, or is it just forget about it, let's move on?
I think he can't just make a joke about it because it wasn't funny for the people it happened. So I think you just got to let time go by. He will always be remembered for this, but I don't think it destroys his career.
Number eight
item on our talk radio review this week is this horrible situation that existed in Las Vegas, that hit and run case. Here are talk radio hosts Joe Huizenga and Mike Weinstein talking to legal analyst Monica Lindstrom about the charges that are being leveled against this woman in this Las Vegas hit and run case.
What's going to be Lakeisha Holloway's defense here? Could it be that she had some sort of moment where she just snapped and went nuts and then got it back together? What would be her defense?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't know if the snapped defense is going to work here, but let's back up a minute and think about what we do know, or at least what's come out so far. The investigator said that when she careened into a group of people and killed one and injured a lot, many, many, many.
35 people, yeah.
This was her second or even third time that she went up on the sidewalk like this. So this wasn't a quote-unquote mistake. It wasn't like she just swerved once. There was some kind of very small pattern here. This wasn't the first time. During this incident, we're not saying that she did it 2 days ago and then a day ago. No, we're saying at this time period, she did this two, maybe three times. And then she drove off afterwards. So she didn't stay. And then the investigator said that she didn't seem very distressed when this happened, when they caught up with her, or in court. So when you're looking at these facts, you're thinking, okay, she doesn't appear to be on drugs. I mean, it doesn't appear that way based on what we've heard so far. So she's not going to be able to use the defense that she was high. Even if she was drunk or high, that wouldn't really be a defense because that's voluntary intoxication, which is never a defense to the crime itself. Well, there was also no indication that she had any kind of psychotic episode or voices told her to do it or anything like that because from what she said to the officers, nothing has come out about that. Now, it could be down the road that she gives information like that that prompts them to do some kind of mental evaluation on her. But I read something that I thought was interesting. Now, she had just moved to Vegas about a week before the incident, and she was living in her car with her 3-year-old, from what I understand. She had stated that earlier in the day, she kept going to places to try to get some sleep, and they kept making her leave the premises.
Like in the parking garages of the big casinos.
Right. Perhaps she might be able to say that she was sleep deprived or that she fell asleep at the wheel a couple times, and then she fell asleep again the third time, which caused her to run into a group of people up on the sidewalk. Now, that might be, from what I've read so far, that seems to be the most plausible thing that has come out.
All right, so we're working our way through the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the top 10 items. That was number 8, and number 7 would be next, if I have my math, my elementary school math all set up. The number 7 item, you will not be surprised by this, I don't think. Stand by for that next year on the Countdown.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Step right up for the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans. And the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not ever.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Who doesn't love getting and giving little gifts this time of year? Parenting and lifestyle expert Raina Seitel shares her favorites.
I think books are a great stocking stuffer idea. Check out these picks from Amazon Books editorial team. They're dedicated to helping customers discover the best, and I can't wait to read this one in particular with my son. It's called What Pet Should I Get? It's a never-before-seen picture book by Dr. Seuss, so it doesn't get any better than that. And the hot new trend is coloring books for adults. Game of Thrones and Lost Ocean are both big hits.
How about a small gift that's useful instead of fun?
Hum is a great new service from Verizon. It's a device that plugs into your car. It predicts car issues, like indicating what the check engine light means. It sends maintenance reminders to prevent breakdowns. And if there's ever an emergency, a push of a button connects you to a mechanic's hotline for live assistance, including sending help. You can get Hum at all Verizon wireless stores, and it works with any provider.
Go to videopump.tv.
Number 7.
Countdown, Joe. That's right. Number 7, the Star Wars film. Here are hosts Mike Wanamaker and Johnny Molson talking to Greg Grunberg, one of the actors who appeared in the new Star Wars movie.
And your buddy's with J.J. Abrams, and he calls you and says, would you like to be in Star Wars? And you say what?
Well, I did the same for Lost. He said, would you like to be in Lost? I came out to Hawaii, he made me a pilot, and killed me in 5 minutes.
So
I
was like, that's right. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, let's see what happens here. I go to London, Pinewood Studios. First of all, that call was a dream come true. We're best friends. We've known each other since we were 5 years old. So, you know, I was just excited to hang out with him. So thrilled for him.
Who wouldn't want to get that call?
Yeah. I mean, he could have called me and said, hey, I want you to run craft service for the movie. I would have been
thrilled, no right? kidding.
So I get to London, and he said, all right, you're going to be another pilot, and you're going to be Snap Wexley, an X-Wing pilot. I was like, what? I was so excited. And, you know, is it a it's just a dream to be in the movie, even if it's a small role. Who cares? I was so thrilled to be there. I got to fly an X-Wing. I put on that orange jumpsuit. It was just amazing.
Now,
unbelievable.
Take us back to 8-year-old Greg Grunberg and getting that news.
Yeah, I mean, 8-year-old Greg Grunberg, if you would have told me back then, look on the screen, you know, because we were JJ and I were 12. We went to go see the movie, the original Star Wars, together. We're both 49.
Okay. No, I didn't realize that. Oh, wow. Even friends.
Yeah. So that, you know, coming full circle is ridiculous. First of all, to have a friend that long is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just the best. We've been through, you know, he's been the best friend for me forever. And then this is just icing on the cake to be able to work with your best friend. Yeah. Look, the thing that was really funny is, you know, they strap you in and you're in an X-Wing. You know, the thing is the size of an X-Wing and the cameras are strapped in.
Okay.
And they're right there. And then they have this big green screen in back. And this thing is on a gimbal. So there's somebody controlling it like a rodeo bull at a bar. and it's literally just banking in this venue. I'm holding on to the thing, my helmet's sliding, and buttons are coming off because they're super glued on. And it's crazy, right?
That's funny.
And having a great time just trying to say my lines. And then they've got these lines. They've got like 10 lines. Each one of them is, you know, I've been hit. My engine's on fire. I'm going down. You know what? All this stuff. I refuse to say any of it.
You wouldn't do it.
Oh, you wouldn't do it?
No, I was like, I'm not going to die.
I'm just ready.
Making more movies, man. I want to be a part of this.
I want to be the guy that says, stay on target.
Yeah, you're like, I want to be green leader checking in. Green 5, right, man.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so I got that line, you know, where I was just like, yes! You know, and there's one on my left. You know, I got to do that. And
fun.
And also being the, you know, I'm the recon guy, so I get to have scenes with Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and all these legacy characters. It was amazing.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Yes, number six this week. This is a weekly tradition, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And one of the things that most mesmerizes me as a human being and as an American is our space program, the SpaceX rocket. And what was accomplished at Cape Kennedy this week is number six on our countdown. Matter of fact, earlier this week on my weekday Good Day program, I talked to John Harper, who runs WMEL, our affiliate in Melbourne, Florida, about the launch and the landing of a piece of the SpaceX rocket.
A historic launch in the fact that the first stage of the SpaceX rocket landed back at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that was really cool, seeing that come down.
They tried a couple of times to make that work, and it hasn't quite worked yet. So this is the first time it actually worked.
They tried it on a barge a couple of times off the coast of Jacksonville, I believe. It just didn't work, hit too hard or whatever happened. But they had success, and the first stage came back intact.
So what does that mean for the program? What does that mean for workers in this area? What does that mean generally for those who are interested in maybe catching the first flight?
We're really thrilled here, Doug, over, I'm going to sound like a Chamber of Commerce now, but with what is happening in the space program. The space program is coming back. 2016 should be tremendous. NASA had a great boost in their budget. It got approved, amazingly enough. We're shocked about that. Something like $90 billion. And within 2 years, we're going to be sending astronauts back to the International Space Station right from the Space Coast.
Well, don't you think there's a part of the buzz to this that doesn't get a lot of publicity is the fear that we're ruining the planet, and part of the behind-the-scenes negotiating or discussion of why we go back to the space program is literally how are we going to get ourselves off of the planet now that we've ruined it or in the process of ruining it, and can we really go to Mars? The next step after going to the International Space Station, supposedly it was in 2021, there would be a trip to the moon, and then after that, was it 2030? It seemed to me there was plans to go to Mars, right?
Actually, even sooner than that, I believe we're looking at 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
To go to the moon?
Not 2016, 2018. To go to the moon, and then Mars just a year or two after that. So by 2020.
So by 2020, people would be launched out of here to go back to the moon and then to Mars. That must give the people who live here kind of a chill, doesn't it?
Well, it's exciting. Everybody is thrilled about it, that the space program is coming back. Construction is starting to go crazy. Home sales here on the Space Coast are, what I've been told, some of the best in the nation as far as new and used homes. Their selling prices are going crazy. It's back, and employment is coming up, and I've been told by a lot of people as recently as just last week that 2016, come January, look out for the construction.
It's good for business at WMEL.
Absolutely. Good for everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so which one of the jillionaires is SpaceX? Is that Musk?
Musk, right? Yeah, Elon Musk.
Right. Who is the car guy. He started PayPal, though.
Yeah, and that's where I guess he made his money from, that PayPal stuff.
Right. And so, but Branson's in on it. Is it Bezos? There are a couple of other of these people from Apple and Amazon.
Jeff Bezos. Several companies are now in the mix, but also the Boeings of the world are still here, and they have been approved to send... to send astronauts back into space. They're one of the two companies, them and SpaceX, and there will be others to follow.
Wonderful for America. Wonderful. The space program is one of my fondest assets as far as being an American is concerned. 28 past the hour on this week's Countdown. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by Web Bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is not a special edition because it's Christmas weekend. It is what we do 52 weeks a year here on this program. And as a review of the top 10 things, the items of interest, as a result of the research done by my staff, the folks at Talkers Magazine, we establish what the top 10 items are, the big issues, the stories that have got the most conversation on the radio for this past week. At number 10, pretty much as usual, what's going on in the world of sports. Sports Talk Radio, number 9, what happened in Miss Universe pageant. Number 8, that situation in Las Vegas with the hit and run. Number 7, the Star Wars film and what a phenomenon that is. Number 6, a great event down in Florida, the SpaceX launch. So that now brings us around to the second half hour of this hour of the countdown. From number 10 to number 1, we're now ready to go with number 5.
Number 5.
Yes, the number 5 issue has been a recurring item here. Immigration policy in our country, refugees around the world, how many there are. I saw something this week estimating there were, I think, 40-some-odd million people that are just wandering around the world that have no home at the moment. That seems like a large number, but when you consider there are 7 billion people on the planet, it's a consequence of millions of people. So what's going on in this focus this week? Here's radio host Matt Patrick talking to Congressman Brian Babin of Texas about the growing number of illegal immigrant children that are being housed at Fort Hood in Texas.
Bringing illegal immigrant kids to Fort Hood, the way this is taking place and what Obama wants, is not at all the right decision. Would you agree?
I would agree 100%. As a former military officer and enlisted man, Army and Air Force, I can tell you that our Army posts and our Navy bases and our Air Force bases are not daycare centers. They're not to be used for housing illegal alien children.
All right, so I know what's going to happen, and I'm sure you agree. There will be the people that will be crying and whining and going, oh, well, how can you say that about children? Don't you love children? Don't we want to do something nice for the children? Yeah, I'm okay with that, but not in Fort Hood. That is the exact wrong place. What that does is minimize Fort Hood's availability to do exactly what it is built for, and the children should not be there. Where should they go, Congressman?
Well, I think these children need to be reunited with their parents right back in their countries of origin. I think until that day, we can do that. We'll certainly take care of them, but they just need to the green light that this administration puts out to these countries down in Central and South America and Mexico, that all these children need to do is to get into across the border, and then there will be legal residence, if that's what their plans are, and then be reunited with their parents here in the United States. This is simply more of the same plan and agenda that this president and his administration have of opening the borders to anyone who wants to come in. And these children need to be reunited with their parents back in their countries of origin.
Number four.
The number four item on this countdown this week is something that's a continuing irritant to some, a focus for others, the Black Lives Matter issue and the small protest this week, which seemed to have gotten out of hand from all that I can hear about it. There are other things that didn't like the stopping of traffic on California's 405. That was pretty outrageous, but it appeared that what was going on at the Mall of America was peaceful. Let's get the story from talk radio host Jordana Green here with a local reporter named Lindsay Gensel. They discuss experiences Ms. Gensel had covering the protests in Minneapolis at the Mall of America.
Our own Lindsay Gensel from the newsroom has been following the Black Lives Matter protest. She started at the mall. She went to the airport. She went back to the mall, and now she's in the middle. She was on a train back to the airport, but I guess the Transit Authority has stopped the train, is not letting anyone on. And Lindsay, is it my understanding arrests are being made on the train?
Yes, there were three arrests made on the train. So just to give you a little insight, we were leaving the Mall of America. We had about three or four delays to get to Terminal 2. Terminal 1 has been shut down as far as light rail goes, so they were instructing riders to go to Terminal 2, take a train past Terminal 1 to get back on the light rail to head towards downtown Minneapolis. So there's a good couple hundred people on this train, and we are stopped right now at the Hubert H. Humphrey Terminal stopping point, and there are, from my viewpoint, a couple dozen police officers in riot gear standing outside, and they did pull three people off the train and make arrests.
Were they chosen at random, or were they organizers?
Three of the people did try to get off the plane. There are people on this train right now who are trying to make flights, and the police said, we're not even allowing you off with your luggage. You have to show us proof. We need to see your tickets. So right now we're in lockdown. No one will speak to us. The doors are closed. We're all just standing here waiting.
Well, the travelers must be very upset about that. What's the mood?
I think people are really upset. I think people are frustrated by what's happening, but I think there's a lot of confusion because this is what we were instructed to do at the Mall of America, was get on the train, take it to Terminal 2, get on the bus to bypass Terminal 1, and now we're all just sitting ducks, basically.
Now, who instructed you to do that? Was it Black Lives Matter? Was it police?
No, it was the Metro Transit.
Oh, so because they wanted you out of the mall, correct?
They wanted everyone out of the mall, but they also, Terminal 1 had been shut down at that point, and I think since then they've shut down Terminal 2, but they didn't really relay the message very well. Mm-hmm. So everyone got on the train thinking, okay, we'll go to Terminal 2, we're going to get on a public bus, they'll take us to the stop after the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport Terminal 1, which is the Fort Snelling, and then we could get back onto the blue line to head back downtown. And everyone on here, besides the few people who were arrested, are people past the airports.
Tell me a little bit about the protesters. Has it been peaceful at the mall, on the trains, at the airport?
The mall was very peaceful. The mall was very quiet. When I got there at about 12:30, the stores were all shutting down around the rotunda, and they stayed closed for a couple of hours. When I went back there about half an hour ago, they all had reopened.
Why were they shutting down, though? Did the store owners just feel that that was what they wanted to do?
It's mall protocol, I believe. Last year, they did the same thing during the protest. The stores that are surrounding the rotunda go into lockdown. They escort customers out of the store, and they basically just shut down until the activity is over. So they did the same thing last year as they did this year. When I was back there about half an hour ago, it seemed like life had completely returned back to normal. You wouldn't have guessed any protests had happened there.
Number three.
All right, number three item this week, the holiday. I've made several comments about this. This is a program that is on the air 52 weeks a year, doesn't make a difference what's going on around us, but it is the Christmas holiday. It's been a good season in terms of the retail world, for sure. But then there are other things, the usual things, problems that develop at Christmas time. For example, on the Good Day program this past week, I talked to Chicago Fire actor Joe Minoso. He's working with the burn awareness campaign and Christmas tree safety items. So here he is describing things, keeping in mind all that all of us should be keeping in mind if we're celebrating with trees and that sort of thing.
Number one, I think the thing that I definitely have forgotten in the past is you got to water your tree every day. You'd be surprised how quickly that tree dries out. And, you know, a dry Christmas tree can ignite in as quickly as 10 seconds. So just imagine, you know, how quickly that could end up igniting your entire home. So, yeah, I would say that's the first step. And also just make sure when you put your Christmas tree up, you're not putting it up during, around any open flames, not near any fireplaces or lit candles, or even an open heater. Heating vents can definitely cause ignition. So definitely be careful with that as well.
Isn't it amazing how much common sense is involved and how little common sense people seem to have when it comes to this sort of thing?
I'm completely with you, man. You know, I think about it to myself all the time. You know, I think about how many Christmas trees I've had. And, like, for example, when I'm putting up my Christmas lights, you know, you use those things year in and year out. And you don't think about how they could very easily be kinked or they could have frayed wires. And that can also lead to a very quick fire. So, you know, it's simple things like that can really, really make a difference during the holidays.
So you partnered with Shriners Hospitals. They came to you to ask you to do these PSAs, is that it?
Yeah, you know, actually, Charlie Barnett, another fantastic actor who was on Fire, he worked with them previously, and he kind of clued me in on it, and I was like, I have to be involved in any way that I can. You know, I've had the great pleasure of working with a lot of firefighters over the last couple of years, and it's incredible how selfless these men and women really are. And through that, I've gotten to hear some incredible stories of bravery and courage from those people that have gone through the fire themselves. And when they find out about what Shriners really does and how they go above and beyond to even take care of medical expenses if the family can't afford it, I jumped on board. I said, you know, anything that I can do to help spread the word, however we can try and make it a safer holiday for everybody, you know, I'm all on board.
That's actor Joe Minoso, who is with Chicago Fire. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Still to come, numbers two and number one. I'll take care of the suspense in a moment right here in the countdown.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Get the Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday, with amazing early bird specials till 1 p.m., like 60 to 70% off, plus an extra 10% off sweaters and fleece. Take 60 to 70% off outerwear and sleepwear. Save up to 70%. 70% on holiday trends. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off at Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday. Flex style, some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Number two.
Number two item of interest this week in the Talk Radio Review, the situation in the Middle East, the battle against Daesh. Here's our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, in the focus. Talk host Alan Ludell with military analyst Brian Dowling. Dowling says even if the United States is able to destroy Daesh, radical Islam will continue.
Even if the United States and the West manage to effectively decapitate the Islamic State in Syria, Iraq, even in Libya, not to mention other places, even if the U.S. and the West do that, that surely will not spell the end of extreme Islamists pressing their war against what they see as the decadent West. Indeed, look at how ISIS, ISIL has supplanted Al-Qaeda in many respects. Brian, what about that? We have candidates talking, well, we will slay ISIS, we'll do what is necessary. But then the greater problem of just this mindset among Islamist young men who are of military age and lack employment opportunities and get radicalized.
That's right. The underlying problem is a very large population bubble in the entire Islamic world. About 50% of the population is under the age of 25. Probably 75% is under the age of 35. They have no opportunities, as we mentioned. They see ISIL and related groups as heroic figures. Not many, not all of them by any means, only a small percentage. But if only a small percentage acts and goes to fight with ISIL or supports it financially, and the rest, by and large, do nothing, which is the case, well, that's a win for ISIL.
Well, I mean, the political pendulum clearly is going to the hawkish side now in America, where Americans, many, not all, are agitating for the military to do more, even now open to the introduction of significant ground forces. But we always get back to whether that works into the hands of ISIL and others who would propagate these extreme ideas in the Islamic world.
That is correct, and there's some polling data out today gotten out of Iraq and Syria that shows ISIL has substantial support, that they view it as an alternative to the chaos and confusion of war, and they view it as an alternative to Shia government from Damascus or Baghdad.
Not to politicize this then, but do you think that any presidential hopeful is really addressing the fundamental problem?
I don't hear anyone, and I don't know that there is any way to address this fundamental problem. How do you address the problem of a population bubble so big and an ideology so robust? One thing would be to criticize Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for spreading this ideology, but I don't think they're going to do it. If they tried to do it, I think they would destabilize.
And indeed, I know one pessimistic outcome or assessment is no matter what we do, we are looking at a protracted conflict of not only years, but maybe decades. Some of us will leave this world, and it'll still be going on.
I think so. It's a 30 years war, maybe more.
This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. Stay tuned for number one.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
All right, let's get to the number one item. As you might expect, the presidential race, who's running, how the lists are shaping up, who's doing what to whom, et cetera, how do the polls stack up. Here's Talk Radio personality Steve Scott with political analyst Steve Chigaris of CBS. They talk about Lindsey Graham dropping out of the race this week like somebody really cared that he dropped out.
Lindsey Graham is a very prominent Republican senator, a well-known guy. Why didn't his campaign for president find any traction?
It's a very good question. I think part of it is that Republican voters just didn't really see him as somebody they could nominate as their presidential nominee. They've got 13 now left people in the race, and I think what you're seeing at least among Republican voters this year is they're looking for an outsider. They're looking for somebody who let's just say Donald Trump is sort of what they're looking for. Ted Cruz, that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for an establishment type Republican like Lindsey Graham.
Graham was at around 1%, if that, in the polls. To whom might his supporters gravitate?
Well, that's, I mean, the question is to who does the asterisk gravitate toward? There's not many supporters there, but what I do see is Lindsey Graham is somebody who has a name in South Carolina, and South Carolina is the third state to vote during the primary season, so his endorsement will be pretty valuable. I see him looking at people like Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie. Those are the names I think could benefit from the support of somebody like Lindsey Graham and maybe people who would have backed Lindsey Graham.
Why drop out now? Why not stick around until, say, Iowa or New Hampshire?
Well, part of it is, and this is really sort of detailed, but the ballot is being set for South Carolina very soon, and if he gets out now, that way he can get his name off the ballot, and when it comes to voting time next February, he's not getting 0% in a South Carolina primary, which could be embarrassing for him, and so that's part of it. And I think the other part of it is, you know, he doesn't have a lot of money, doesn't have any support. He said today that he doesn't want his staff to go unpaid while he continues to run, and so I think there's just a lot of logistical reasons for him to do this. He's just realized that the path is not there, and he just doesn't have the money or the support to keep going.
All right, the other side of this, representative of the other piece of the pie in the presidential race, is this excerpt from a radio program hosted by Jane Foy, who talks to Steve Portnoy, a reporter, about the latest polls, which show Ted Cruz continuing to gain.
We're talking about the new poll by Quinnipiac University.
This poll keeps Donald Trump out in front of the GOP field, but it shows a lot of troublesome signs for him and his candidacy. He's not losing any ground. In fact, he's up a point in this poll month to month. But Ted Cruz is right on his tail, down 4 points, or up behind Trump 4 points. Trump's got 28, Cruz has 24. What's happened is Ben Carson's support has dropped. A lot of his supporters are going over to Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio's in third place, Carson's in fourth. So it's Trump at 28, Cruz at 24, then Rubio and Carson vying for third place. No other candidate tops out over the single digits. And Jeb Bush down to 4% in this poll from 5% last month.
Wow.
So I guess the thing I got from this poll, it really was that he embarrasses the heck out of me, but I'll probably vote for him.
Well, there's a headline in this poll, and that is when you ask all voters, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, 50% of those polled by Quinnipiac University say they would be embarrassed if Donald Trump became the next president of the United States. The question was only asked about two candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. 35%, about a third of those polled, said they would be embarrassed if Hillary Clinton were the next president. But 50% said that they would be embarrassed if Donald Trump were the next president. And something that's very important to note in this poll, Donald Trump has tremendous, what he might call huge, problems with younger voters. Those 18 to 34 have a remarkably, overwhelmingly unfavorable impression of Donald Trump. 8 in 10 millennials, 80% of millennials, say that they have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner. That is not a good thing for him.
Who are the millennials, the Republican millennials, voting for? Do we have any idea?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jane. I have not seen the cross-tabulations of this poll, so all I have are top-line numbers among the crop of younger voters, which we know skew liberal. These people came out and helped Barack Obama win the last two elections. And if they come out and, let's say, vote for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, who they actually have a very high opinion of, that might help the Democratic nominee beat out the Republican nominee if it is to be Donald Trump.
All right, quick recap of the action here. NFL and Sports Talk Radio number 10, the Mr. Universe situation number 9, Las Vegas hit and run case number 8, the Star Wars film is 7, SpaceX is number 6, the immigration policy number 5, number 4, Black Lives Matter protests, the Christmas holiday number 3, Middle East situation number 2, and the presidential race is number 1. Again, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.